Listen, I've made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. But the key is learning from your mistakes. I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't have learned what I've learned without the mistakes I made. And, if you're a man right now, maybe you had a long relationship with a female. Maybe you're thinking about, maybe you're dating a female. Maybe you're talking to one. Maybe you have feelings for one. You need to know when it's time to move on and let her go. Because if you don't, you're gonna waste a lot of time. And hey, maybe it's the girl for you. Maybe it's the girl for you, but I guarantee you it's not. And all you gotta do is look at the signs. I've blown chances with good woman, fire woman, good looking woman, and I learned from it. I've made a lot of mistakes. I made some good calls and some bad calls. I've had success and I failed. But the thing is, when you show them weakness, they're simply going to use it against you. If you keep pursuing, if you keep going after her, she's going to gain leverage. She's going to gain leverage. So if she's showing you signs right now, if she's showing you that she doesn't really appreciate you or you're not at the top of her list, you got to debt her. You have to. And most guys don't understand that. Most guys want to pursue. Most guys do actually chase and don't think they're chasing. But it is what it is. Any little weakness, it could be anything. It could be you not being stoic during conversation. Maybe she withholds communication from you to test you. And you start wondering why. You start trying to reach out. And maybe it'll work, maybe it doesn't. But 9 times out of 10, it was a test. Because women love to communicate. They love to. They love to communicate to the guy that they want. So if she's withholding communication, it should tell you something. You were just talking. She doesn't want to talk anymore. You're not the guy. You're not the main guy for her. Move the fuck on. That's how you get taken advantage of, bro. And I've been that guy. I've been taken advantage of. My first ever real relationship was actually a good relationship. I mean, a girl's actually feminine. She was submissive. Once I got to figure out girls and like how they move, I realized that it wasn't gonna work, and I was the one I broke it off. We didn't even live in the same city, but the city that I had moved to be with her, not to be with her, but to do what I was doing in college, it was a small town. Everybody in the town knew her. She was young. She was about what, 19, 18, 19 when I dated her. So it was like, I could have kept trying, I could have kept doing it, and it worked out pretty well it worked out for a few months. But then I had to go back home, and I'm not gonna deal with that. I'm not gonna do a long distance relationship with a girl because I know female nature. Like, I know what's up. She's gonna get a lot of fucking attention while I'm not there. It's just common sense. So I had to move on. I couldn't keep thinking about it, even though she wanted to keep trying to persuade me. It's okay. You know how females are. I had to move on. I've had girls where I thought she was really fine, even girls that I worked with. And I didn't want to make any moves because I don't really want to make moves in a workplace. It's weird. Things start to be get uncomfortable, and you should never really date anybody at work. Like, that's the worst. That sets you up for failure. She is good looking to me. Made a lot of mistakes. Like, after she left the job, I didn't pursue the way I should have pursued. And I made some mistakes that I would never make again. Mistakes in how I texted her, some mistakes in, not reaching out at certain times when it was clear I should have reached out. Some mistakes in adding her on social media when I wasn't even using social media. That's another thing. If you don't have social media and you're not active, girls use every little thing to get the advantage over you. So if you're not active on your socials and you have her on something, You best believe you're she's looking at that. Your social image is very important. Very important, man. And the thing is, I made mistakes, and it's not worth trying again. You know why it's not worth trying again? Because the girl's always going to be okay. She's always going to have those extra options. You know, there's always going to be guys seeking her. Hypergamy is real. She's going to be looking for the highest man possible, the best man possible. And she's going to keep meeting guys, especially in this day and age. Especially if you're like in a bigger city. Oh, yeah, it's over. There's no point in trying anymore. There's no point in pursuing. There's no point in even showing her, trying to prove something to her. You're trying to prove something to them anyway. But there's no point, man. You got to move on. You got to know when to move on and say, yep, I fucked up on this one. On to the next. And just know how female nature is. Know how they work. Yeah, man. Can't let up, man. You can't simp. You can't be like these guys out here simping. You know, still trying and trying and trying to pursue and pursue and pursue. And the girl the whole time, she's like, damn, I got leverage on this guy. He won't give up. He won't give up. I'm going to keep him around. Keep him as an option. Just in case this guy fucks up. Maybe this guy will send me some money. Or maybe maybe I'll use him for some dinner dates. Or maybe I'll use him to talk. Maybe I'll talk to him. Get in his mind. Get him to open up. And then if I like him, maybe I'll give him a chance. That's how they think, man. But some guys will never learn. Sometimes we don't hold ourselves accountable. We do a lot of stupid shit, man. We should be holding ourselves accountable because we know women don't. They don't hold themselves accountable. They need all the leverage. All of it. That's it, man. We've all been through ups and downs. We've all been through ups and downs, especially those who have experienced certain things. Maybe you've been with certain types of women. Maybe you've tried to get with certain types of women. And you started to realize how female nature is. And you realize that you got to move on. There's no point in constantly pursuing, especially the same female. You got to leave her behind. You have to. You have to leave her behind, man. You got to say, okay, it's only going to ruin your mental health as well. It's only going to ruin your mental health as a man. And you need to protect that more than anything, bro. You know? And just, once you move on and you leave her behind, make her regret the mistakes that she made. Because they make a lot of mistakes and they think they don't make mistakes. They make a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. But they cover it up so well. They get around it so well. Society lets them get around it so well. So, end of the story is, move on, bro. Know when to move on. And leave her behind. If you've shown weakness before, just accept that. Find another girl. Go your own way. Do something. But, if you like the video, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned for more.